Hey everyone, welcome back to the Tech Rundown podcast. I'm your host, Annalisa Gale. Let's get into today's episode. We're talking all things AI and much more. Well, Amazon CEO Andy Jassy recently putting things into perspective when it comes to this AI conversation in a statement saying, "We have never seen a technology more quickly adopted than AI. When ChatGPT launched in November of 2022, it reached 100 million users in 2 months, 4 times faster than TikTok and 15 times faster than Instagram. OpenAI and Anthropic have revenue run rates reportedly approaching $30 billion, he says. He went on to add, when Edison opened his first commercial power station in 1882, most people understood it as a better way to light a room. What they couldn't see was that electricity would eventually reorganize every factory, home, and industry on Earth. AI may have comparable impact. The difference is that electricity took 40 years to get where it was going. AI appears to be moving 10 times faster. Definitely agree with what he's saying there. You know, what we're seeing with AI right now, it's hard for some people to grasp the changes that are happening every day. It's moving so quickly. But that's why I launched this podcast, to keep up with what's going on. And I hope you'll continue to follow me on this journey. Well, next up, the CEO of Google says the Gemini app will now be available on Mac desktops for the first time. It's an AI-powered assistant for brainstorming, content creation, image generation, and managing daily tasks through text, voice, or camera input. It can also summarize emails and plan trips. So it's another form of ChatGPT desktop, in my opinion, but maybe there are things that it could do differently that maybe ChatGPT for desktop can't do. So test it out. Let me know what you think. Other news, Governor Wes Moore joined leaders at the University of Maryland in the Discovery District on Tuesday to break ground on a new 110,000 square foot headquarters for the Applied Research Lab for Intelligence and Security, also known as ARLIS. This is all part of Governor Moore's effort to make Maryland the quantum headquarters there. And we know ARLIS helps the Department of Defense and the U.S. government to research and develop intelligence and security domains. The Discovery District definitely booming when it comes to quantum. You know, some people believe that quantum computers can help to cure things like cancer, diseases that we may not be able to cure right away right now. So we'll see what happens as Maryland continues on that quest to take over when it comes to quantum. And also, if you missed my recent conversation with Montgomery County's council vice president about the ways leaders are considering how to tackle data center regulations, let's take a listen to what she had to say about that.
We have a setback for residential zones. We're adding setbacks for schools and public parks to make sure that they're not built right up against a school or right up against a park. They must submit a plan for their backup storage, their backup generators, and we define what type of generator they have to use. They have to submit a water usage plan as well, and they cannot use any groundwater, so they can't take water up from our aquifer. The last amendment, which is probably the biggest amendment, is requiring the use of renewable energy. So we are going to require data centers to purchase renewable energy, 100% renewable energy.
And lastly, there's a new 3,400 square foot space focused on helping to spark creativity at Howard University. I'll tell you all about it in my Tech Talk next Tuesday. That does it for this week's Tech Rundown podcast. I'm your host, Annalisa Gale. For now, you can find me on my website, www.annalisagale.com. There you can subscribe to my WordPress blog, where I post frequently about things I'm doing. Thanks so much for joining me. Take care.